Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Pico Lopez, congratulations. I feel like there's many congratulations in order, but we'll start with the league win. How does it feel to get your hands back on that trophy after losing it like in heartbreaking fashion last season?
Yeah, it's amazing. As I say, it was our goal when we set out at the start of the year. It's been a long, hard year, as we all know. And yeah, I think people probably doubt you once you start like lose your grip on the trophy. To have it back in our hands, it's just an amazing feeling.
How the squad physically, you didn't really get a break at the end of last season, and it's probably going to be the case this year again with the Conference League. How are you all keeping?
Yeah, we're doing well. As I said before, the entry levels are good. And look, we wanted this. We wanted to kind of qualify for our Conference League. We wanted to win the league. We wanted to go far to the Cup Final. So we can't complain when we get to this stage. Last season was a challenge, for sure. One we relished, one we enjoyed. The time off was perfect. I say we had our downtime. We came back in. We worked hard and moved up to speed for the league. So yeah, we've been through it. We know we can do it again. But it's about finishing the season off strong first.
You've been at this club for numerous years, but I suppose there's one thing you still have to achieve, and that is the double. We've heard so many people talk about this morning about that team 37 years ago or 38 years ago in the 80s, and their legacy is still remembered around here daily. Is that important for you as players? Obviously, your legacy is still going to be remembered here for the 5 league wins in 6 years, but is that kind of an extra factor going into this week?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's not something you think about probably while you're still playing, like what sort of legacy you leave or the history. But I think there's no denying it. Like, and speaking about that great team back in the 80s, they're still talked about now. So if we can achieve that, I think it will cement your place in history. It's definitely in Rovers teams. Like, and what more motivation do you need than that?
Two huge games coming off a couple of days. You're away in Athens against a really tough side. Do you think there's going to be a bit of switch up between the two games, and are players dead set focused on both of them together, or is the Cup Final kind of like a little glimmer in the corner of your eye?
No, what this group is really good at is taking the next game, next challenge in Australia. To say, like, I know the talk around here is about Sunday, but you're right, we have a bit difficult game Thursday, and that's what the focus will be. I can't tell you what the manager will do, what teams he'll pick. That's entirely up to him. But we know as players in this group, we have to be ready at any moment, whether that's in the starting 11 or to come off the bench or being in the squad around the group, being ready to go.
How are you on a personal level, physically and mentally? It's been a tumultuous couple of weeks. You qualified for the World Cup. Congratulations again on that. I feel like there's so many congratulations we can go through. And then obviously the birth of Diego. How are you physically?
I'm great. As I say, like, I won't lie and say that it's been all easy. Like, obviously some difficult nights, some sleepless nights, but it's all worth it. As I say, like, I'm probably still in a bit of a bubble, having baby Diego there, like waking up all hours in the morning. It's great just to see his face. Obviously, like, you'd love an extra few hours in bed, but that's part of it. That's a new challenge for me, and it's one that I'm relishing as well.
Do you think he might come out to the Cup Final on Sunday?
Hopefully. He made his home debut here on Saturday, and I know it's tough to get played 2 games in a week at his age, but hopefully you can get him freshened up for Sunday.
Just finally looking ahead to Sunday and the Cork side that you're going to be playing against. They beat Pats in the semi-final, which many saw as an upset. Your manager, Stephen Bradley, said you didn't think so as a group, and you might have seen this as a possibility of happening. Do you think that's going to be playing on their minds again, that they can cause an even bigger upset now against the champions as a relegated team in the final?
Of course, and especially in a cup game. A cup game is once off. There's no sort of do-overs, like, and they made it to a final. They made it to a final mirror. It wasn't luck. They beat some really good sides on the way here. We've had some difficult games against them down there, especially in this year. So we know what they're capable of. They've gotten really strong as the season has gone on. Really good group there, really good players. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. No surprises there.
Thanks for your time, Pico. I hope you rest up and best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Stephen, first of all, congratulations. You've won the league title. How are you looking forward to Sunday, and is a cup double a huge motivation for yourself and the players?
Yeah, we're looking forward to Sunday. Like you said, doing a double was one of our aims from the very start of pre-season, and we've given ourselves the opportunity to go and achieve that now on Sunday. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. We know we're against a good team, but we know we've also got a chance to go and achieve one of our objectives, and we will try and do everything possible to make that happen.
You've got a huge game on Thursday in Athens ahead of it. How are you approaching the two games in quick succession back to back?
We're well used to this. I think it's the exact same. Just because it's a cup game on Sunday, we're doing this for years, Thursday, Sunday. We have been doing it for years, so it'd be no different.
It doesn't change at all, then, even if it's got a huge motivating factor at the end of the Sunday?
No, we play Thursday, we play Sunday. Nothing changes. We understand we're both there. One's a big European game, one's a cup final. We totally understand that, but we've been playing Thursday, Sunday for a long, long time. We understand.
We spoke in the press conference about players from the 80s being here, and those players, I suppose, have their legacy rubber stamped in this club and this area. How important is that for the players to know that both they and yourself as a manager can be, I suppose, remembered here forever if you do the double on Sunday?
How we're remembered is okay. It's fine with us. That's not our motivation on Sunday. Our motivation on Sunday is to try and win the game, to bring home the cup. How people speak about me as an individual and me as a manager, then players, or us as a team, or us as a squad, is irrelevant to me. I couldn't care less what people think. So it's about us going and doing a job on Sunday and trying to bring home another trophy, which has been our aim from the first day of pre-season.
Looking ahead to the opposition, Cork, they obviously upset Pats in the semi-final, which was huge. Do you think they're going to play on that factor again, that maybe they're looking to cause another upset? Is that something that's going to motivate their players?
I'm sure it will be. It wasn't such a big upset for us. We knew that would be a really difficult game. I didn't go to Cork. We knew that would be a difficult game. And they were excellent on the night, won quite comfortably on the night. I'm sure, like you said, they will use the motivation of everyone talking about us as a chance to do a double. And I would do the same if I was in their shoes. So you have to understand that point of view. But again, what they do is entirely up to them, and they've got a right to prepare and motivate however they see fit. We'll focus on us and what we do.
Thanks, Stephen. Best of luck Sunday.
Thank you.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dylan, first of all, congratulations. How does it feel to regain that league title back?
Yeah, it feels special. We were obviously so close. Last season, we were obviously 4 minutes away in the last game from retaining 5 in a row. But, you know, I think this group was hungry at the start of the season after being written off probably before the season even kicked off. So to get the title back is massive.
Your manager, Steve Bradley, has spoken throughout the year about the motivation to do the double and go far in Europe. Now that you're there and so close, only one game away, how are you motivating yourself ahead of that?
I don't think it takes much to motivate you for a cup final now, in fairness. You know, it's a massive game, it's a chance to do the double, and you know, we're really looking forward to it.
You were there in 2019 when you beat Dundalk. Are those memories kind of preying on a few of the players' minds? And obviously there's players here who weren't around for that and they don't know what it's like to win a cup. Are you telling those players how important and special those days are?
Yeah, they're amazing days out for you. Obviously get friends, family, partners, all get to go. They're special days, but like I said, they're only special days if you can win them. So you know, that's going to be our aim and hopefully get it done.
You've had a tumultuous journey to the final. Obviously we saw that game up in Drogheda that went to penalties, and then the game here against Kerry in the semi-final. Is there anything that stands out for you on the run to the final so far?
I suppose it has to be the Drogheda game, doesn't it? You know, I think Drogheda had a penalty to win it and missed. So, you know, when it comes down to penalties, a lot of lottery in it. So, I mean, it probably has to be that game.
You go to Athens on Thursday as a group. and obviously you have the game on Sunday. I presume there's going to be a bit of changes between the two games. How do the players feel physically going into, we know Shamrock Rovers have played so many games on Thursday, Sunday over the last couple of seasons, but none have been into a cup final. So how are the players physically keeping themselves ahead of this?
Yeah, that's a good point. Look, like you said, we've had a lot of games over the last 2 years, Thursday, Sunday, so I think as a group we're used to it, and obviously that's why we have a strong squad, so we can rotate players within that Thursday, Sunday. So look, it's the same as for us. You've got to prepare for it like any other game and not think like the cup final, but you know, it's just going to be about playing Thursday and recovering quick for Sunday.
There's been so much talk around today about the team of 1987. It's been 38 years since Rovers have done a double. Is that preying on your mind and on the players' mind of the fact that you can leave? You already have huge legacies at this club, that you can be remembered like the way we talk about that team 38 years ago, and we still talk about them so fondly today.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that we've obviously won five leagues in the last 6 years. It's still a remarkable achievement. But there's probably one thing hanging over us. It's the double. But at the same time, you know, we can't get caught up in all that stuff, and we need to remember that it's a match at the end of the day, and we've got to perform on Sunday, and it's simple as that.
Thanks, Dylan. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.